It's the Happy Gang.
Well, come on in.
Keep happy with the Happy Gang. Keep happy, start your day with the bang.
Yes, it's the Happy Gang with Kathleen Stokes at the organ, Blaine Matthey in his violin, Cliff McKay in his clarinet, Jimmy DeMarro in his vibraphone, Eddie Allen in his accordion, Bobby Jimby in his trumpet, and with Bert Pearl, your master of ceremonies, at the piano.
Keep happy and healthy, the heck with being wealthy, so keep happy with the Happy Gang. We're screaming, la, 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 la.
Master of Ceremonies, Bert Pearl.
Thanks, Hugh Bartlett, and thank you, friends, for putting that good old welcome sign on the front door for us when we came around knocking. Now that the gang's all here, let's get going in high gear. And one sure way of doing that is to supply our Jimmy DeMarro with a piano, a vibraphone, and a tune like George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. And that's exactly what we're going to do right now. So hang on tight. Here's Jimmy DeMarro. Just in case anybody dropped in late, that was our Jimmy DeMarro at the piano and vibraphone, streamlining I Got Rhythm. What do you got, Ed?
I got a song.
And friends, you can take my word for it. When our Eddie Allen says he's got a song, it means there's some mighty good listening coming your way. What's the song, Ed?
Well, Bert, it's an all-time favorite of mine called And the Angels Sing.
And the Angels Sing. And I see you brought along your halo, too. Try it on, Ed, will you?
Okay.
On you, it looks good. Sing, kid.
Women and the angels.
never heard. You speak, and the angels sing. Or am I breathing music into every word? Suddenly, the setting is strange. I can see water and moonlight beaming. Silver waves that break on some undiscovered shore. Then, suddenly, I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming. Through it all, your face that I adore. You smile, and the angels sing. And though it's just a gentle murmur at the start, we kiss, and the angels sing, and leave their music ringing in my
Ed, that was really a treat. And so was that trumpet playing by the gang's own Gabriel Bobby Jimby. Especially that part where he goes, you know, la da da do 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 do. Hey, that's what I like.
Well, now, what part was it you liked, Bert? My playing or the hay?
See, Bob, now that you ask me, I'm not so sure. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to listen carefully to your trumpet soloing of Memories of You. And then I'll know for sure. Bobby Jimby, his trumpet, and Memories of You. Bobby, that was terrific, really. Now I'm sure it was your playing that I liked best. You know, because I didn't even get a chance there to yell, hey, during that whole Memories of You. And say, speaking of memories, do you friends remember the days of the good old melodramas? You know, when there was always a lovely heroine, a dashing hero, and a miserable villain. Well, we're going to do one for you right now with music. Our Kathleen will play the heroine, Blaine Mathey will be the villain, and we're a little short of actors, so Huey will have to be the hero.
Oh, fine.
That's the only excuse I can think of. All righty then, beginners on stage, overture. Now he was a sawmill proprietor, and she a fair maid yet unkissed. One evening he winked his glass eye at her. Better get that oil. But she said,
nay, nay, sir, he's it.
So he dragged her into the sawmill, poor wench. Then he took off his belt and strapped her to the bench.
And the great big saw came nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer.
Be my wife, or you will be cut in two.
Said the villain to poor little Vera. Ah, but she said,
nay, nay, though you cut me in twain, the angels will stick me together again.
And the great big saw came nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer.
Then the villainous sawmill proprietor heard her screaming there quite fit to bust. So, what did he do just to quiet her?
He filled up my mouth with sawdust.
Oh, she looked like a lovely wax doll there, it's true.
Oh, yeah? And chock full of sawdust, I felt like one, too.
And the great big saw came nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer.
Be my wife, or you will be cut in two.
Said the villain to poor little Vera. Ah, but she said,
nay, nay, though you've money in bank, I wouldn't wed you if you cut me in twain.
And the great big saw came nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer.
Bizarre! Who is this? It's the hero.
Hooray!
Hooray.
Are we still on the air?
Tiger.
Her sweetheart, a burly sheep shearer. And he yells to the villain,
hands up, you big brute.
And that big saw comes nearer and nearer. But the villain used his belt to strap Vera down. So when he throws his hands up, his trousers fall down.
And the great big saw came nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer.
Her sweetheart dashed up with a cry at her.
Oh, save me, my darling.
She cried.
I'll knock out this mean old proprietor. I'll thrash him, yes, I'll beat his hide.
my hero, come give me a kiss.
Yes.
We'll marry and prevent situations like this.
So their wedding day came nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer.
Wedding bells ding-dong, and the hero so strong finally marries his beautiful Vera. But now, fed up with marriage, she says,
listen here, for goodness sake, next time, please don't interfere when the great big saw
comes nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer.
And as the curtain falls, and none too soon, I might add, the manager walks out onto the stage. He clears his throat to make a very important announcement about an attraction of interest to everybody. Shall we listen? That organ music we hear can mean only one thing. That our Kathleen Stokes, who played the part of the heroine in our melodrama, has forsaken the theater and has resumed her regular role as our lovely lady organist. Seems as though she also has forgiven that nasty villain, because she's about to join our Blaine Mathey as he plays Estrayita.
Thank you.
Aita, beautifully played by our Blaine Mathey and Kathleen Stokes. For those of you, friends, who like your music on the sweet, soft, and mellow side. Mind you now, if you prefer your music on the hip side, here's our giant of jive, our ton of fun, Cliff McKay, with a swingy little thingy called Paper Moon. Okay, Fatso.
It's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your a honky-tonk parade, and without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, and it's just as phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
And that was our Cliff McKay delighting our swing patrons and baffling our scientists. And from Paper Moon, we turn to Paper Doll. A musical item which has been requested, I might say, by several of our regular listening customers. Ah, yes, the folks seem to love my performance of this song.
What folks?
My folks.
Oh.
Paper Doll, please. And none of that nasty laughter either. I guess I've had a million dolls or more. I guess I've played that old doll game before. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I tell you guys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. 'Cause this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellas just can't steal. And then those flirty, flirty guys with those flirty, flirty eyes will just have to flirt with dollies that are real. And when I come home at night, she'll be there waiting, it says here. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. Oh, I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded, real-life girl. I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A dolly that other fellas just can't steal. And then those flirty, flirty guys with those hubba, hubba, hubba eyes. We'll just have to flirt with dollies that are real. And say, when I come home each night, she'll be there waiting. I'll put chains on her. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded, real-life girl. Did you get a load of that line, the last line in that song? This guy would rather have a paper doll to call his own than have a real-life gal. Oh, I can just picture him. Give him a pair of scissors, the color section of the Sunday paper, and he's all set for a big night. That's very funny, I thought. And just in case you're snickering at the idea of a man cutting out paper dolls, friends, wait till you hear about Eddie Allen's favorite hobby. Tell him, Ed.
Favorite hobby? I don't know what you mean, Bert.
Tell him what you're going to sing.
Oh, I'm always chasing rainbows.
See what I mean? Chasing rainbows. And right now, that old clock is chasing us clean out of here till our next visit rolls round. And until then, friends, we just want to remind everyone everywhere to keep happy, won't you?
go, ladies and gentlemen, the Happy Gang. So until next time, happy listening.